Drop a slinky down a flight of stairs and watch what happens. It doesn't tumble randomly. It moves with a mesmerizing rhythm, each coil following the one before it in a cascading wave. That predictable pattern doesn't come from the stairs or gravity alone. It emerges from the slinky's internal structure, the way each ring connects to the next. This simple demonstration holds a profound truth. The behavior of any system, from your morning commute to global climate patterns, flows primarily from its internal structure, not from external forces pushing it around. We spend most of our lives trying to fix problems by pushing harder, adding resources, or replacing people. A company struggles, so we hire a new CEO. Traffic worsens, so we build more lanes. Crime rises, so we increase police presence. Yet these interventions often fail or create new problems because we're treating symptoms while ignoring the underlying structure generating the behavior. Systems thinking offers a radically different approach. Understand the architecture first, then find the leverage points where small structural changes create profound shifts in behavior. It's the difference between bailing water from a leaking boat and actually fixing the hole. Every system contains three essential ingredients: visible elements, interconnections linking them, and a driving purpose. Replace every building, professor, and student at a university, and it remains fundamentally the same institution. Change the interconnections, the relationships, communication patterns, and organizational rules, and you've transformed it entirely, even with identical people and buildings. The least visible parts matter most. A football team's roster changes constantly, yet the team persists. Change the rules, and you've created something unrecognizable. Your body replaces most cells every 7 years, yet you remain you. Continuity comes from organizational patterns persisting through constant flux. Purpose sits atop this hierarchy. A system's real purpose isn't what people claim, it's what behavior reveals. When governments underfund schools while expanding prisons, or corporations promote only 70-hour week workers despite praising work-life balance, watch what they do, not what they say. Systems nest within systems, creating layers of conflicting purposes. Replacing people rarely solves systemic problems. New leaders inherit the same structures, constraints, and incentives. Want real change? Stop swapping elements and start redesigning interconnections and purposes. Your bank account works like a bathtub. Money flows in through deposits, drains out through withdrawals. The balance changes only through these flows. This fundamental pattern explains everything from climate change to why diets fail. Stocks are the foundation of any system. Water in reservoirs, books in libraries, carbon in the atmosphere, trust in relationships. A stock rises when inflows exceed outflows, falls when outflows dominate, and achieves equilibrium when the two balance. Climate change? We're managing atmospheric carbon by reducing emissions, outflows, or increasing carbon capture, inflows. Weight loss? Managing your body's fat stock by adjusting calories in versus calories out. Stocks act as shock absorbers, giving systems momentum and resistance to sudden change. A company's inventory buffers fluctuations between production and sales. Turn off all carbon emissions today, and the planet would keep warming for decades because of the massive stock already in the atmosphere. When changing a system, you have three options: increase inflows, decrease outflows, or both. Want more savings? Earn more or spend less. Want cleaner air? Reduce pollution or increase natural filtration. But remember, stocks shift slowly. Diets show results gradually. Social attitudes evolve across generations. Struggling organizations take years to turn around. When changes in a stock affect flows into or out of that same stock, you get feedback loops, the hidden engines driving virtually every interesting behavior in complex systems. Balancing feedback loops work like thermostats, maintaining stocks within acceptable ranges. Your body temperature stays constant because overheating triggers sweating, cold triggers shivering. Organizations use these loops for inventory control, pricing, and hiring. The catch? These loops resist change, explaining why organizations push back against new initiatives, why habits are difficult to break, why your body fights weight loss by lowering metabolism. Reinforcing feedback loops amplify change, creating virtuous or vicious circles. More people lead to more births, creating even more people. Social media demonstrates this perfectly. More users create more content, attracting even more users. Market share works similarly. As companies grow, they gain economies of scale, lowering prices, and growing faster. These loops always eventually hit limits: resource constraints, market saturation, physical boundaries. Real systems contain multiple interconnected feedback loops that shift dominance over time. Learning a new skill? Reinforcing loops dominate early. Practice improves performance, motivating more practice. Eventually, balancing loops take over as you approach mastery. Improvements shrink, performance stabilizes. Understanding feedback transforms problem solving. Instead of asking what caused this, we ask what feedback structures generate these patterns. Drug prices keep rising because a reinforcing loop connects higher prices to greater profits, funding more marketing and political influence, enabling even higher prices. This reveals leverage points, places where small structural changes create large behavioral shifts. Carbon pricing alters climate feedback dynamics more effectively than voluntary emissions reductions. Certain system structures consistently produce problematic behaviors. Recognizing these patterns helps us escape them before they cause damage. Policy resistance occurs when various actors pull a system in different directions, leaving it stuck despite everyone's efforts. Drug wars fail because enforcement increases prices, making trafficking more profitable. The solution isn't more force, but finding aligned goals, as Sweden did by reframing population policy around child welfare rather than birth rates. The tragedy of the commons emerges when multiple users share a limited resource with no feedback limiting individual use. Each actor rationally maximizes their take, while negative consequences distribute among all: herdsmen adding cows to common pasture, companies dumping pollution, nations overfishing. Solutions include privatization, regulation through mutually agreed limits, or cultural norms discouraging overuse. Drift to low performance happens when standards gradually erode based on past performance. Maintain absolute standards or make goals sensitive to best performances rather than worst ones. Escalation occurs when competing actors try to stay ahead of each other: arms races, price wars, negative campaigns. Solutions include unilateral disarmament or negotiating structural changes. Success to the successful creates reinforcing loops where winners gain resources, helping them win more. Breaking this requires diversification, antitrust enforcement, or leveling through progressive taxation or universal education. Addiction occurs when systems become dependent on external interventions rather than solving underlying problems: industries on subsidies, farmers on fertilizers, economies on cheap oil. The solution is strengthening systems to solve their own problems by removing obstacles to natural correction mechanisms. Not all interventions are created equal. Finding leverage points where small changes create large shifts is systems practice's holy grail, yet most attention goes to the least effective interventions. Changing numbers, subsidies, taxes, standards, receives political attention but rarely shifts fundamental behavior. Physical structures like road networks offer more leverage but are expensive and slow. Information flows provide powerful leverage. When Dutch housing developments installed visible electric meters, consumption dropped 30%. Information must reach the right place in compelling form: water costs rising as pumping exceeds recharge, nuclear waste stored on lawns of approving officials. Rules define boundaries and degrees of freedom. When Gorbachev introduced glasnost and perestroika, massive change followed. Self-organization, the power to evolve system structure, offers even greater leverage. Systems rejecting experimentation become unable to evolve, yet encouraging diversity means losing control. System goals represent higher leverage still. When a system's goal is expanding control, whether empire, corporation, or religion, everything twists to serve that purpose. Paradigms, shared assumptions about how the world works, are the source of systems themselves. Intervening here transforms systems completely. The highest leverage? Staying unattached to any paradigm, realizing none is true and every worldview is limited. Living effectively with systems requires practical wisdom. Before disturbing any system, observe its behavior. Watch how elements vary together, challenging casual hypotheses. Starting with history prevents defining problems by the absence of our favorite solution. Expose your mental models to scrutiny. Creating structural diagrams forces assumptions visible and expressed rigorously. Everything we know is only a model. Share yours openly and invite challenges. Honor and distribute information. Most system failures stem from information problems. When the toxic release inventory required U.S. companies to report hazardous emissions in 1986, public disclosure led to 40% reduction within 2 years, without lawsuits or penalties. Pay attention to what's important, not just what's quantifiable. Many vital variables, prejudice, self-esteem, quality of life, resist easy measurement. Don't ignore what can't be counted. Locate responsibility in the system. Intrinsic responsibility means designing systems where decision makers receive direct, quick feedback. A pilot sits in the plane's front, experiencing results immediately. Systems with intrinsic responsibility might require towns to place water intake pipes downstream from outflow pipes. Expand time horizons and boundaries of caring. Industrial society's horizon doesn't extend beyond the next election or investment payback. Native American cultures considered 7 generations ahead. The real system is interconnected. Your company cannot succeed if workers fail. The rich cannot succeed if the poor fail. The global economy cannot succeed if the environment fails. Systems thinking combines rigorous analysis with intuition, embracing both quantifiable and qualitative reality. It reveals patterns and structures generating events. Cause and effect aren't always closely related in time and space. Today's problems often stem from yesterday's solutions. This perspective shows cooperation can be more powerful than competition, sustainability matters more than short-term gain, and small, well-placed interventions create rippling effects of positive change.